This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. At the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas today, the government is set to make an appearance. Commerce Secretary Penny Pritzker is promoting the department's Open for Business agenda. It's focused on trade, investment, innovation, and data. But given all the tough questions about the NSA and spying these days, how warm of a welcome will the government get? Sally Herships has more.
Poor Commerce Department. Try explaining to the techies at the Consumer Electronics Show that even though you work with the government, you are not responsible for the NSA.
If I'm there and I'm selling routers or any other communications equipment, I won't want anyone from Washington standing near my booth.
Daniel Castro is with the Information Technology and Innovation Foundation. He says the anti-Washington mood is unfortunate because the Commerce Department's policies are in sync with Silicon Valley, like increasing the availability of skilled workers and supporting research and development. David Rogers is a professor at Columbia Business School. He says the NSA is jinxing American tech companies. The United Arab Emirates was set to spend hundreds of millions on a new satellite.
They put the deal on hold because they discovered there were some American computer parts in the satellites, which seemed to raise the threat that basically the data would be accessible to the NSA.
Daniel Castro estimates security concerns could cost U.S. cloud computing companies up to $35 billion over the next 3 years. I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.